Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It was just after World War II. A Lutheran pastor, German Lutheran pastor, named Hans Joachim Ewandt, who had himself been jailed during World War II, during the Nazi regime, was asked by a Jewish Christian sociologist to write an essay in an important and somewhat academic but also popular periodical in Germany after the war. This German Jewish Christian sociologist had been himself put into a concentration camp and yet had survived. And so he asked Ewandt, would you write an article exploring what it looked like and what it looks like now to love your neighbor as yourself? This was an extremely challenging assignment, you see, because not only, as a good Lutheran, did Ewandt understand that we have serious challenges keeping the law and loving our neighbor as ourselves, Ewandt also wanted to reflect on the very real problem of the World War II, which was a problem not in the heart of the Christian, at least not at first, but was rather a problem in society and in the world. It was this problem that Ewandt called the crisscrossed wires of death. If you've ever been to a concentration camp, or if you've seen pictures, you know that concentration camps are surrounded by walls. And what's on top of those walls? What surrounds those walls? Barbed wire. Razor wire. These wires, these crisscrossed wires of death, serve at least two purposes. One is to keep those who are inside from getting out. But they also serve to keep those outside the concentration camp from getting in and loving the neighbor as oneself. This made doing what our text today calls us to do, love your neighbor as yourself, for this is the fulfillment of the law. These crisscrossed wires of death made this impossible to love one's neighbor. What Ewandt was especially troubled by was that it was the authority that God himself had instituted that put up these barbed wires. It was the authority that just before our text today, Paul in Romans 13 says, obey these authorities. Well, what is the Christian to do? Because it's not just barbed wires on a concentration camp that Ewandt wanted us to think about. He says it doesn't always need to be a single unfortunate person. It could be hundreds or thousands of people. And around them is a visible or invisible fence, a loaded wire, which says compassion and acts of love are forbidden here. For Ewandt, this is what it's like to live in the modern world. The command to love your neighbor as yourself is crystal clear, but there are all sorts of barbed wires, whether literal or metaphorical, that keep us at times from loving our neighbor as ourselves. The church wants to care for this new family that moved into town, but the immigration lawyers and the immigration officers deport the family back to Mexico. A new member joins a congregation, and he's really excited to welcome the African-American youth who happen to live right next to the church to use the church's basketball court to play on an off night. It's just that the church council's policies don't allow non-members from using the gym because of liability issues. You want to go visit your grandfather in the ICU, but the hospital policy says, "I'm sorry, he's already had two visitors today. You can't see him." These wires, this policy, this bureaucracy, borders, boundaries, the red tape of our modern world sometimes prevent us from loving our neighbor as ourselves. And Yvonne wants to know, what do we do about that? Further, he's quite concerned of what this does to us. He writes this: "All these crisscrossed wires of death harden the hearts of the people who must live in such a society." These crisscrossed wires of death harden the heart of Christians. So, what are Christians to do? We want to love our neighbor as ourselves. We want to follow the scriptures and what it calls us to do, and yet we're prevented because of all these policies and procedures, borders and boundaries. And instead, what happens is our hearts grow hard. Yvonne called this the Babylonian captivity of the Christian and the church in the modern world. Leads to hardness of heart. I'll never forget when my now wife, told me for the first time when we were dating those crazy three little words, "I love you." We were at a 4th of July barbecue. We were hanging out with friends. It was while I was a seminarian. And we were having a lot of fun. We were being silly. And in the great mix of all of the fun, toward the end of the evening, Selena said just loud enough for me to hear, for the very first time, "I love you." Well, I said what you're supposed to say when someone says that to you. I did not say what Han Solo said in Star Wars, "I know." I said back to her, "I love you too." The problem came the next day. We were reflecting together. She said, "Wow, pretty crazy that we said, 'I love you' to each other, right?" And that is where the problem came. I had had some time to think about it, and my seminarian brain was kind of in overdrive, and that's when I said to my now wife, "I'm not sure I know what love is." That's what I said. O is right. Selena loves to tell this story. Some advice: don't ever say that to someone that you like and you're just not sure if you're up for commitment. What I had done is I had wrapped barbed wires and red tape around my own heart. Selena was not just calling me to, she wasn't asking for some romantic love. She was asking for commitment. She was asking for sacrifice. And I realized this was going to cost me something. And I had wrapped some barbed wire, some red tape around my heart because I didn't want my heart to get hurt. sometimes. We are prevented from loving our neighbor as ourselves because of our own hardened heart. So, if the modern world has put these crisscross wires of death around our neighbor to prevent us from loving them, and we have ourselves, because of those crisscross wires, put barbed wire around our own heart, what is the Christian to do? Well, there is one who was not afraid to go over boundaries, to trespass. There is one who was not afraid to show us the full extent of his love. As St. Paul earlier in this epistle to the Romans says, God demonstrated his own love to us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is, while we were yet wrapped in red tape and crisscrossed wires of death, God loved us by sending his Son to us. The poet John Donne had a similar image. He was thinking about a medieval town with high walls when he wrote his poem. It's like a prayer. Listen to these words. Batter my heart, three-personed God, for you as yet but knock, breathe, shine, and seek to mend, that I may rise and stand, or throw me and bend your force to break, blow, burn, and make me new. I, like an usurped town, to another due, labor to admit you, but oh, to no end. Reason, your viceroy in me should defend, but is captive, proved weak or untrue. Yet dearly I love you, and would be loved fain, but am betrothed to your enemy. Divorce me, untie, or break that knot again. Take me to you, imprison me, for I, except you enthrall me, shall never be free, nor ever chaste, except you ravish me. It took a God willing to be condemned for breaking and entering to come to us. A God who was willing to climb over walls and himself be wrapped up in these crisscrossed wires of death. Our Lord Jesus, who literally took on the thorny crown that had grown up from all of our sin, bloodied, he came to us. And that's what we remember, especially during Advent. Advent comes from this Latin word advenire, which means to come to someone, to come to someone. Ivant calls this Christ one who eliminates the boundary between heaven and earth, one who eliminates the boundary between God and man. Christ feared no boundary of the law. He never became callous, but instead, he came to us. We saw this yesterday during the Posada, when the evil Leopoldo Sanchez, the innkeeper, wanted to keep the peregrinos out of the inn. He wrapped himself with the crisscross wires of death. No room here. But the peregrino, the babe, would not be content to stay out. Instead, he came time and time again until finally the innkeeper welcomed the peregrinos in. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this very day, Christ enters in. He climbs over all your walls and wires, and he calls you his beloved. You are his beloved. And so, as Christians who have been rescued from all these walls that we put up, we are freed to love our neighbor as ourselves. We're freed to love again. And that's exactly what Evant did after the war. Evant lived right on the border of the East and the West. And he established this home to welcome in refugees from both the East and the West to find a place of refuge. Those who had been rejected by the East and the West, the left or the right, found a home in this home for refugees. Evant further went on to come to the legal defense of a number of Christians, confessing Christians, who had had to make the very, very difficult choice to break laws to love their neighbor during the Nazi regime. What about you? Where do you see crisscrossed wires of death around your neighbor? Where do you see crisscrossed wires of death around your own heart? Christ Jesus has come and called you his beloved and invites you with all courage to love your neighbor as yourself, for love is the fulfillment of the law. In the name of Christ, amen. We sing our hymn.